Salamun alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Continuing with Hikmah number 7, where Imam Ali alayhi salam draws our attention to the amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our body. We come to the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيَسْمَعُ بِعَظْمٍ, and he hears with a bone. In the interpretation of azm, bone, many commentators of Nahjul Balagha have encountered difficulties due to their unfamiliarity with the physiology of the human body or the lack of progress of science in their time. While today, when this science is much more advanced, we can understand these words of Imam Ali alayhi salam perfectly. Sound waves enter through the ear canal, where they are amplified before reaching the eardrum or tympanic membrane, behind which there is a chain of delicate bones that move, and the nerve behind them transmits the message to the brain. Due to this complex and precise hearing system, man adapts the sounds that he has received to what he has already learned, and thus understands the meanings of the words. Sometimes the pitch of the sound vibration and its intensity or weakness carries with it a special message that he also understands. And as you may already know, a great part of the body's balance is provided by the ears when standing and walking. So some ear diseases cause dizziness and inability to maintain balance. And last but most certainly not least, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, وَيَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ خَرْمٍ, and he breathes through a hole. This is referring to the double cleft of the nose through which a person breathes while walking and sleeping, although sometimes one breathes through the mouth. But the mouth is certainly not the main duct, and breathing through it has adverse effects, especially in cold weather. It may damage the lungs, while the nose warms the air before it reaches the lungs. Furthermore, the nostrils have hairs that collect dust and turn it into the nasal fluid by the substance that is secreted from above so that human beings can transfer it to the outside. In this simple hole, as Imam Ali alayhi salam calls it, Allah Azza wa Jalla has also placed one of the most important human senses, namely the sense of smell, by which man can protect himself from dangers and obtain what he wants. Up to this point, we have covered some of the features of man's sensory organs that make them truly remarkable and point to the power and wisdom of the Creator. But there is another message in these statements of our Master of the Faithful, and that is, look how weak and vulnerable you are. Notice how much you depend on these small parts of your body in order to be able to live normally. If any part of these delicate structures and complex systems were to malfunction, your life would be altered completely. As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions in one part of a long and well-known hadith, man needs a layer of fat in his eye, and he needs tears so that the fat does not deteriorate. He needs bitterness in his ear so that insects do not enter his ear, and so on and so forth. So what claims does this man have with this kind of weakness? And how is he so arrogant and proud in spite of his overwhelming vulnerability? There is a famous story where Nimrud claimed to be a god and wanted to fight Allah. He went to his war chamber to think about his strategy in the battle against Allah, where a mosquito entered his head through his nose, and it tormented him for 40 days. And in his agony, he would bang his head on the floor and order his man to hit him on the head to get the mosquito out. And meanwhile, he would say, كَذَلَكِ يُسَلِّتُ رُسُلَهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. And this is how Allah makes His messengers prevail over whomever He wishes. And then he died. So my brothers and sisters, now it's time to reflect on this very profound and beautiful verse of Quran in Surah Al-Infitar, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. What was deceived you about your generous Lord, who created you and proportioned you and gave you an upright nature? And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.